Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Let's go to Jay Rooney in the West. We thank him for his time early over there. Morning to you, Jay.
Morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Very well indeed. The last of the big Masters races tomorrow, the Kingston Town Classic. What's the feeling over there?
Yeah, well, it's probably the most exciting of the three Group 1s, just with this field assembled, with main interest in the three-year-old filly Arcadia Queen taking on the older horses, and you know, the likes of Galaxy Star and Trap for Fools, Material Man, and there's just a host of really good horses in this race. So all eyes on the filly, but it's far from a one-horse race.
What are you hearing about Willie Pike, and is he going to get to 50 comfortably, or is it the last 24 hours going to be hard going?
Yeah, I think I heard last night he was at around 50.8 kilos already, so okay. He's very well placed to knock off the rest of that weight today and probably tomorrow morning.
Yep, understand. Well, that's good news. So at the moment in our TAB market, Arcadia Queen, $2.25. Galaxy Star, the stablemate, at $4.80. Trap for Fools, the McKinnon winner there, at $7.50. Material Man at $7.50. And then it's out to Gatting at $13. What's your thoughts on the race, Jay?
Yeah, well, it's incredibly hard to go past the filly, isn't it? She's just oozes quality. Yeah, potentially one of the best sort of three-year-old fillies in the country, according to some ratings and sectionals experts out of her WA Guineas win. And she's just a push-button sort of horse where she can be placed into any position in a race and then let down really strongly. So, William Pike taking the option to ride her over Galaxy Star was a pretty big push. And having drawn barrier six, she looks to just get a perfect run in behind what looks to be a pretty strong speed battle with the likes of Trap for Fools and Great Shot, and then a few others thrown in there that'll push forward as well. So they won't be going steady, and you'd expect Arcadia Queen just to get that soft run in behind the speed. Her main rival, Galaxy Star, should be out the back from barrier 14. She generally gets back anyway, so she'll be right out the back, but she'll be steaming home as you'd expect. But yeah, Arcadia Queen just looks too hard to go past.
Okay, so that's number 15. Have you got a good thing for the whole meeting?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big day for William Pike and Bob Peters again. Obviously, they dominated 2 weeks ago this corresponding meeting with four winners and three feature winners. I think they can get probably three or four again tomorrow. It could be a really big day for them. I think Royal Statue, number four in race four, he's going for his fifth straight win for that Peters Pike combination. Come back really well from a bleeding attack he suffered earlier this year. He's won his two starts back from that little setback and looks like he's ready to keep going on with it. So I'd be pretty keen on Royal Statue in race four.
Yep.
And also Celebrity Dream in race six. Another Peters mare in the Jungle Dawn Classic looks really hard to beat, having run second to Misty Metal in the Jungle Mist Classic 2 weeks ago, and I think stepping up to 1400 metres will really suit her. Misty Metal does look, she is obviously a very classy mare, but she steps up to 1400 metres for the first time in this race, and that's probably a big query, so I'll side with Celebrity Dream.
Okay, so that's race six, number one. So 4-4 and 6-1, and number 15, Arcadia Queen, to win the Kingston Town run tomorrow night, our time at 10 minutes to 8. But terrific racing after Rose Hill finishes. You can listen or watch the Perth action. It's going to be a treat. Good on you, Jay. Appreciate your time over the last 3 or 4 weeks. It's been great to have you on.
Not a problem, Andrew. Cheers.